We wrapped up the AFC North yesterday with the Steelers. Today we begin the AFC West. Learn a little bit about the Chiefs, team the Titans saw last year in the first round of the playoffs. The Titans came back and won in the second half. Carrington Harrison is on the line with us, 610 Sports in Kansas City. Harrison, how you doing? Or Carrington?
Hey, I just want to,
excuse me.
No, I appreciate it. First off, I just want to say relax. We don't talk about that playoff game here in Kansas City. We don't talk about arguably maybe the worst call I've ever seen in my entire life, the forward progress when Derek Johnson clearly caused a fumble on Marcus Mariota that was deemed not a fumble. We don't really talk about that here that much.
We have no idea what you're talking about.
I forgot. What happened?
Well, let's start there since we kind of just accidentally went there. I think Andy Reid is a Hall of Fame coach. I think he's a tremendous regular season coach. He has had his woes in the playoffs. Is that discussed there at all? I mean, he keeps putting together really good regular seasons and keeps falling short, sometimes way too early in the playoffs.
Oddly enough, most of the blame on the postseason failures have either been the defense and what happened in the game against Indianapolis. They had another epic collapse against Andrew Luck on the road at Indianapolis. He didn't really catch too much flack for that because the offense played incredibly well. They just couldn't get any kind of stops, and the injuries just kind of started to pile up. The blame, at least for the Titans game, has really gone to the call that we just were kind of joking about a little bit, and more on Alex Smith. If you guys remember in that game, Travis Kelce got injured, and the offense just couldn't really do anything. And I think more than anything, there's so much optimism around Patrick Mahomes this season that Andy Reid, not that he has gotten away with anything or he hasn't really faced a lot of criticism, but there's so much optimism built in Andy Reid and his ability to coach up quarterbacks, and the Chiefs for the first time since 1983 drafted a quarterback in the first round.
It's interesting. Derek Mason, who's on our morning show, spent 16 years in the NFL as a star receiver. I remember him on the show with us last year when they drafted Mahomes. He said, he gave us the fantasy tip. He's in our fantasy league, and we didn't listen to him. He said, Alex Smith is going to have a monster year. And, of course, Alex Smith had his career year with Mahomes sitting there lurking in the background. Alex Smith is out of the picture. He's off to Washington. What's realistic for Mahomes? Obviously, they're all in on this kid. He is their future. But what's realistic for this year?
That's a really good question because I think it's a little bit of the – it's kind of like Chiefs fans have their first real girlfriend where you guys remember that you thought that was the one you're going to be with for forever, and then someone told you that's not how relationships normally work. Like, you aren't Corey and Topanga. You're not going to be with that person for the rest of your life. So, like Chiefs fans, because it's the first time they've been in this situation, I mean, we're talking here in Kansas City. Like, we play this game, like, would you rather? Like, would you rather have Patrick Mahomes or quarterback X? Like, the general consensus was, like, Mahomes was, like, top eight in the NFL of quarterbacks you would have. So Chiefs fans are just really, really optimistic. But I think more than anything, Chiefs fans are really optimistic about Andy Reid. I heard a stat. I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast, and he had Matthew Berry on, that if you add up the fantasy scores of every Andy Reid quarterback for the last 12 seasons, Andy Reid quarterbacks would be the fifth best fantasy quarterback in the NFL over the last 12 years. So Andy Reid, I think, just has an ability to maximize the quarterback position. And, I mean, it'd be really hard to mess up a quarterback with how much talent the Chiefs have offensively. You've got Kareem Hunt, who led the NFL in rushing last year. You've got Tyreek Hill, who might be one of the five most explosive players in the league. You have Travis Kelce, who a lot of people think is the best tight end in the NFL. And you have Sammy Watkins. So, I mean, Case Keenum could be a good quarterback for this team. So I think when you factor in coach and situation, that leads to a lot of people's optimism about Patrick Mahomes.
We were talking fantasy yesterday on the show, and you mentioned Travis Kelce. He's established, so you have a body of work. I always get nervous. Like, for example, the two guys that you just mentioned, Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill. Alvin Kamara last year exploded in New Orleans, and now his fantasy value is explosion. And I always worry because there isn't that body of work. Like, Travis Kelce, we know what he is. He is a stud tight end in the league. Like, you know what you're getting out of him. The question is, I always wonder, which of these guys can always follow up that monster year at the beginning of their careers with yet again another monster year? What would you say to that about Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill?
With Tyreek Hill, I don't really have the questions. I mean, I don't say this as someone who is a homer. I don't really consider myself that. I think there are very few people in the NFL that you think can score every time they touch the football. Like, there's obviously a lot of great players in the league. There aren't many guys you feel like can score every time they touch it, and Tyreek Hill is in that category. Like, if you're talking about, like, legitimate matchup nightmares in the NFL, I think that Tyreek Hill is one of them. And with Andy Reid's scheme and his offense and about finding guys in space and with there being so many weapons, I'm not as worried about a guy like Tyreek Hill. I would be a little bit worried about Kareem Hunt, not saying that he's not going to have a good season, but go back and look at the first six games for Kareem Hunt. I mean, it'd be hard to have a better start to your NFL career than Kareem Hunt did the first six games. That even he could be good this year, but not as good as those first six games that are just going to knock the numbers down a little bit. And when you add somebody like Sammy Watkins, he's going to get targets, he's going to get yards. That's going to drastically change the offense. I'm not saying I would stay away from Kareem Hunt, but I think if you're looking at fantasy running backs, there's some other opportunities, other situations I would lead myself to first.
I'm just really fascinated with the conversation about Patrick Mahomes because of the build up for a year. And I guess we went through it here last for Jake Locker, where it's inevitable that he is going to take over. So how has it been covering? Do you think the coverage has been fair about it? Overhyped? How do you try to control those things as you discuss what is the story about a team that's been really steady for a long time and now trying to go to another level? Because a lot of times when a guy like him takes over, it's for a team that hasn't won for a while. But the Chiefs have been pretty good, and now they're just trying to get better with him.
That's a really good point. Actually, on the show, I've kind of got the moniker over the summer of Buzz Killington because I've kind of been the one person that's like
Buzz
realistic.
Killington?
Yeah, Buzz Killington about Patrick Mahomes because, and I mean, maybe some of it's like kind of egg the listeners on. Like, I'll just find stats to maybe kind of go with what you're saying. Like, I think we all know how risky it is to draft a quarterback in the first round and the bust rate that every team that drafts a quarterback in the first round thinks that guy's the answer. Like, Buffalo thinks Josh Allen is the answer. Arizona thinks Josh Rosen is the answer. You wouldn't spend the capital that you spend, but we know that somebody is going to get it wrong. Like, it's possible for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to get it wrong. There was a stat I gave over the summer that still, like, no one believes. There has not been a quarterback who played in the Big 12 that has won a playoff game. Think about that. The history of the Big 12 that's been around since 1996. There has not been one quarterback drafted from the Big 12 that has won an NFL playoff game. Why
wow.
is that? That's a really good question. Like, no one can really answer it. So a lot of people think Mahomes can be the first. Like, we'll just see. But, I mean, that's 20 years of data of not being able to do it that I just think, like anything, there are always – like, there's always the other side of the argument. There's the other side of the argument with Mahomes. And like most people, like, Chiefs fans just don't want to hear it right now.
What's the biggest question mark on defense for them?
Everything.
When the answer starts with laughter, that's a uh-oh.
Because honestly, let's give it from the Tennessee perspective, right, the Nashville perspective. The performance by Derrick Henry in that playoff game really gave everybody a lot of hope. I mean, if he had a bad game in that game and they hadn't won, I think there'd be major question marks about the direction of his career. But he had a really good game, but that was a big issue with the Chiefs' defense, was it not?
No, absolutely. I mean, that's why I laugh, because you say, I mean, I don't know if this team can defend the pass or the run. So, like, it's kind of hard to really pencil in, like, what I'm worried most about. You bring up the Derrick Henry. They got a new general manager, Brett Veach, that kind of transitioned from last year. From the game against the Tennessee Titans, there are going to be 9 new starters on defense that actually started in the playoff game week 1 for the Kansas City Chiefs. So it was a major overhaul on defense. And, I mean, this team, think about this. Their first 6 draft picks this year were all on defense. So it was a concerted effort to go out there and drastically change the defense, because the last 2 years, at least the perception here locally, was they lost because of the run defense. Whether it was Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh 2 years ago or Derrick Henry in Tennessee last season, and pass defense-wise, the Chiefs, to me, are trying to do a very dangerous formula. They have a very shaky pass rush, and they have a very shaky secondary. That normally doesn't equal having a good defense. I think in Kansas City, everybody agrees on probably 2 things. Everybody thinks they're going to be able to score. No one thinks they're going to be able to stop the other team from scoring this season.
Mm. Well, the good news is they get to ease into the NFL schedule at Los Angeles against the Chargers, at Pittsburgh against the Steelers.
No, I mean, this team's first 6 games
are ridiculous.
Season, Yeah, I don't know if you can really have a more difficult start to the season. I think they play four on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four of their first six games are on the road. And I think four of them are against playoff teams, and one of them is like at Denver, which certainly isn't an easy place to play. Then you play San Francisco, who could be a lot better. I mean, they get off to a very difficult start. Yeah, Jacksonville's a good team. They get off to a very difficult stretch at the beginning, but second half of the schedule kind of lightens up. But I'm just a firm believer of the NFL that right now, even on your show, take six teams you think are going to be really good this year. Two of them will be bad. Just that's how the NFL
that
works.
That is how it works. Every single year. I wish we had tapes. Maybe we don't want to hear it, but pick a year, 2009. I guarantee you that happened.
Well, the best is just doing what we're doing, evaluating the schedule. Oh, that's a win. Oh, that's a loss. That'll be tough. That's a win. It's silly because by the time those games roll around, you never know what's happened, injuries, and it just always looks totally different in the NFL. Carrington, really appreciate the visit. Good stuff.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today, guys.